choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, we are going to wrap up the 2022 season. I'm here with Coach Courtney on our typical Monday post-game show. And, you know, it's an opportunity for us to look back on this game at Holy Cross, or at Louisville against Holy Cross, and the Rockets' 24-12 loss, and to also reflect on a season that has maybe been a little more rewarding than some might have originally expected, Coach Courtney. So I know you're disappointed in this loss, but, hey, great football season.
Yeah, obviously we wanted to win that football game, but it doesn't take away from the year that we had. It was a great year, one of the best years of coaching that I've ever been a part of, for sure. It was a real joy to coach these guys, and the fight they had, the never say quit, where we started as a team and where we ended, it makes me really proud of them. The way they helped out in the community, whether it was service projects or coaching the flag football teams, just holding the chains, doing announcements for the Little League games, just real servants and really did a lot of things in the community. I'm just super proud of the guys all together for everything they did, not just on the field.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody out in the community actually this morning, and they were at the game, and they just they don't really understand the emotion that showed after the game.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids, it's terrible.
Right.
And I said, you know, I think I'm probably close enough to the situation to see a little different maybe. But these guys, you as coaches and coaches before you, not just current,
yeah,
but the program for the last 20 or 30 years means so much to these kids, and what they feel like their role is. They feel like they're carrying this community on their shoulders when they go to play. They buy into it.
Yeah.
And you guys sell it to them.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're selling to them. That's
mm-hmm.
what gets them to play hard and gets them to work hard in the offseason.
Uh-huh.
And it does. It's a lot of emotion. And when it's over, it just kind of – it's a big exhaust, you know, that
yeah.
comes out. And they're not sissies.
No. I guess if you've never been there, it's hard to explain. But it's like losing your best friend in a sense. I mean,
yeah,
it's just kind of a lost feeling. Like everything you've worked for, a lot of these kids since third grade, you know, what brings them a lot of value and things to themselves is just gone, just like that. And it's kind of like, what I do, you know? And then you start thinking about the relationships and the times that you're going to miss with all these people that you've had a lot of times since third grade that you've built really close with. And, you know, we talked about it might be the last time that we're all in a room together to enjoy it on the way home. You know, you might not think about those things, but these guys are really close and put in a lot of hard work. And you say that about the community. That was our message all week, and that was my message before going to the game.
Yeah.
That this means something to the community. Look at our stands. You know, it's Crittenden County, football might be the biggest thing that we have. A lot of
yeah.
these guys look at us for joy, and we got to go out there and represent well. And that's the message a lot of times.
It is indeed. It's a big part of our community. It's a lot of what we're known for. You know, it's kind of like Mayfield in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to the
right,
degree
to
that
extent.
They have, but, you know, they've been building their program a little bit longer than we have.
Right.
And, you know, over the last 30 years, we're as winning a team as there is in Class A football in West Kentucky. And it does mean a great deal, and it does. That emotion, it comes to the surface at the end, and tough time for the kids. But, again, I'm so proud of the way they played. I know you guys are. In that game against Holy Cross, I know you know, take us through a little bit of that. Let's talk a little bit about it first.
Just thought, I don't know, I thought we were focused and ready to play. Just didn't necessarily come out and play well. We dug ourselves a hole there in the first half and just couldn't come out of it. I don't know, a lot of things happened that were unlike, you know, uncharacteristic of us, of a team, but just one or two too many mistakes that just let it get out of hand. Uncharacteristic mistakes, but at that level, you know, in this time in the quarterfinals, you can't make too many mistakes and continue to play. And we just made a couple too many. I thought we played extremely hard. I was proud of the effort we played with. Just, like I said, didn't necessarily execute as well as we needed to win a football game.
Well, you know, we said it earlier in the season, and I wrote something about it on the web after the game, how it would have taken the biggest comeback in the history of the school, not just a playoff comeback, a comeback period. We were down 17 points. We've never come back from anything that big. In fact, the first time in the history of the program, we came back by 14 points against Liberty Creek. So we're not a big comeback team because we don't score fast generally. And they scored fast on us and really put us in a bind. And I'm sure it took Coach Berry out of some of the things he wanted to do right. offensively, too. Forced his hand to do some things maybe he wasn't prepared to, or didn't want to exactly do.
Yeah, I think you're right. They came out and hit a couple big explosive plays, and we're kind of trying to put drives down. I thought, like, first couple drives, we ended up with a 4th-and-2 and punt it, but we're moving the ball decently, pick up a couple first downs, but just they were able to score in the first half on a couple of those, and we didn't keep drives going. You know, and like you said, not only down 17, but they're getting the ball coming out of half, so you're really you thinking you need to get an onside kick or a turnover or something really to kind of turn the tables on them quickly. And it just didn't happen. It just didn't work for us. They started running the clock down, if you paid attention, all the way in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. They wanted to shorten the game down. Yeah. They were letting it get to 5 before they snapped it in the third quarter. And they did a good job keeping the ball away from us and doing what they did. You know, I kind of – honestly, we thought they would come down and try to pound it down our throat, and they kind of did, and I thought we did a good job stopping it. What really hurt us was in third down, scrambling situations and things like that, things that necessarily going in the game I wouldn't thought would have been the difference that were. And even the trick play reverse, they're kind of right at you, very little misdirection, had almost all their films. We'd seen 2 reverses all year, and that was the only trick plays they had shown. So they did a little bit of different things, and that's credit to them that, you know, the things that they did to beat us, I felt like, weren't things going in that would.
Yeah, well, I heard you telling the kids on the sideline there several times, you know, in the huddles, timeouts and such, that, hey, we're stopping what they're trying to do. You know, you felt good about that, but then they, you know, they just hit the home run on you,
Yeah, they did. And just getting off the field on third down is such a thing. On first and second down, we were really doing our job and getting them in situations I didn't think they wanted to be on. But yeah. Quarterback really good at – being able to step up and then get out of the pocket and then find receivers. Receivers do a good job sitting in space when he does that. So they did a good job. They did a really good job, had a good game plan against us, caught us off guard a little bit. And, you know, hats off to them.
One of the smallest guys on the field is looms very large for them, number 7, the Hardesty boy. I don't know that he weighs 150 pounds.
Yeah, and once again, somebody quit wasn't on our scouting report. I mean, not their leading receiver, not the leading rusher, not top 2. and just really lit us up fast. He got the space and really good. Probably should have been on there, obviously, after what he did. He had accounted for all 17
all
of their
points
in the first half. So, he had a really good game against us.
Yeah. Well, and again, just super proud of these guys. I know it's a tough loss. It's tough to hang up the equipment here. I know you'll have the guys coming in here Monday evening, and you'll be closing out the season and getting all the gear put away. But as we reflect on this 2022 season, you know, there were people who said, you know, this team may be 2-8. You know, and instead this team goes out 8-5.
I think they exceeded expectations of what people thought. Even me, I didn't know coming in. I knew we had a chance to be good, but I said coming in the year we could win 3 or 4 games, and that's possible, or we could go on a run. Yeah, I just don't know. We had a long way to go from where we started. But these guys just kept getting better and believing in each other, and people got a lot better. People stepped up through a lot of adversity and a lot of injuries throughout the season and put us in a position to do something that hadn't been done a whole lot in school history. We fell short of that, but still district champions, won a lot of biggest comeback in school history, were able to break the Caldwell streak. These guys, the seniors, will be 3 times district champions of their 4 years, 3 out of 4 years. Just great careers for them. It probably still hurts them right now. When they look back on it, though, they're going to be extremely proud of what they did.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it's hard to break that tape at this quarterfinal round. We've done it 3 times in the history of the program, in 63 and then 85 during the state championship run, and then that team you were on. It just seems like this looms so large against us when we get here. But, man, it just gets tough.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. You know, that's been what can get us over that hump is something that's talked about all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the hump, this round.
And playing on the road's tough.
It is. It is, and it seems to work out no matter what that we end up on the road during this round. So,
and this RPI change.
RPI changes things. And I talk all that about playing a tough schedule and stuff, but it makes me second guess. Is that the best thing to do, or is it try to win more games and keep your RPI up mm-hmm. so you can be at home in this round? What gives you the best advantage? It's just a tough thing, a lot of things to factor in on what's the best thing to get us over the hump. But we still feel like we're heading in the right direction and you know, just got to keep working at it, and eventually we'll get there.
Well, again, congratulations on a great season. Congratulations you being Coach of the Year, and Micah Newcomb for being Player of the Year in the First District. And I know you'll have some announcements. The All-WKC team will be coming out soon. And there will be a lot of accolades for this team. Again, very proud of myself, and I know the community is. And I know you and your coaching staff are as well. Any closing comments, Coach Courtney, on the season?
Thanks to everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the fans, the community, the cheerleaders, the band. Everybody that made the trip on Friday night. Y'all are what makes it special for these guys. They do work really hard, but without you guys, you know, the program's not nothing. It's the support behind it. There's so many people that play a factor in that, from everybody in the community, to our quarterback club, to the assistant coaches. There are just so many people. The fireworks that we put on here, the announcing, the music. There's just so many things that go into making this program what it is. And I'm extremely proud to be a part of it. And just thank you to everyone that's listening that plays whatever part in. There are no small parts into it. And it means a lot to me and a lot to these boys.
Indeed it does. And that again, is why that huge emotion is shown after the game when they feel like they could have done a little more. But they did a great deal, and we're proud of them. Proud of you, Coach Courtney, your second season. Nice run.
Thank you, Chris.